Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies!
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Oh, you did it perfect. Coming to you once again on preview night at Comic-Con at the American Comedy Company in downtown San Diego! Oh my God, that's right. It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. I don't know how many years now we've been doing the show on this particular night, but I know that we started out over at Tipsy Crow, which is still a favorite watering hole of mine in the area, and then we grew too big for that, so we moved to here, and then we thought we were too big for here, so we went over to House of Blues. Then we came back over here. It's 107 days till Ragnarok. This is our 47th show this year. But now, right now, it's time to rock some name tags. Yeah. I don't know what is happening. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by there's a clock on the stage that says that it's 8:07 p.m. I can live with that. But then below that it says 1 hour 8 minutes 54 seconds and it's counting down like my podcast is only an hour and 10 minutes long, which it is not. So that's going to be, I can't look at that. Can you stop it? Oh, that's good. Put a name tag in front of it. I hope your name tag doesn't get chosen. What does it say on it? Midnight Calroy? Okay, it won't get chosen. But when you let it go, it's just going to slip to the floor. We need a more sturdy name tag. Hey, Danepool. Here, let me see that one for a second. Instead of Deadpool, he's got Danepool. That's perfect. Thank you, Danepool. I hope you don't get picked. I never knew that Deadpool had this. Is this? Did you put that on there? Was that your idea? That's not. Did the promotion for Deadpool say in a mask, no one can hear you scream? That was you. Yeah, you did that. That's good. And then at the bottom you put, and his adventures on Earth. That's you too. But both of those things would be funny on an actual Deadpool poster. P. Baw's Big Adventure? Your name is Baw? P. Baw? That's your whole name, P. Baw? Oh, your grandkids call you P. Baw because they're dumb little grandkids. P. Baw's Big Adventure, though. I like it. We've got a Star Wars poster that's, I think, has a good chance of being selected for reasons you'll figure out later. And it says Sue Hope instead of A New Hope, right? Why are you pointing to her? That's hers? Well, why does she also have a name tag? Breaking Two Electric Boogasoos? Is this a first on the show? Are you trying to pass off two different name tags in hopes of one of them being chosen? Good luck. I'm totally down with it. I hope the guests aren't backstage listening because I would love it if one or both of those got chosen. Lego Bat Dan. I like that one. That one's good. Look at Bane. I kind of did, and I thought nothing's... Oh, look at that. That's adorable. He put a little me Lego face on Bane. And my Lego hair, because I do have Lego hair. I already have helmet hair to begin with. All right, so lots of great ones. AI sack. I saw on the internet today. I liked it better on the internet. I didn't know it was just going to be on a sheet of paper that was folded. But lots of great name tags, as usual, here in San Diego during Comic-Con. And I know you guys have to make an extra effort to be here, and I appreciate it. Who's coming back tomorrow night? Nice. And, you know, if you're not coming back tomorrow night, that's cool, too. Not mad at you or anything. Doug Plugs, we're back here tomorrow night. Who's coming? I think there's 70 tickets available. I think. I don't know. But also, tomorrow night is going to be tougher to get into downtown and whatnot, so I get it. How many people here are Comic-Con badge holders? All right. It's a good amount, but there's a lot of you that are just like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll go downtown. We're not going to Comic-Con. We'll fucking deal with the crowds to go see Doug Loves Movies. Yeah. Maybe he'll get some amazing guests that'll make it worth our while. What else do I need to say? Next week, I'm at the Traverse City Film Festival in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan. Monday, July 31st, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Shows are coming up in Oxnard, California, Cincy, C-Bus, Tacoma, more. For all the DDLs, dates, deets, and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. You guys are perfection. You are my perfection, San Diego. That's why you deserve a top-of-the-line prize bag. This is a beautiful, glittery green prize bag that says My Free Cams on it. Gotta love the free cams. We just go there and look at a lady sitting there on a free cam. In the bag... A blue card from Getting Doug with High, signed by me. Oh, even better, a copy of San Diego Magazine from my hotel room. One of their pieces in this month's issue is Sex, Drugs, and Sleep. The New Treatments Changing Healthcare. Oh, that took a turn. That was like the M. Night Shyamalan of magazine teases. Here's a copy of my CD promotional tour tool from Nature Box Mocha Almonds. Oh, that sounds good to you. I hope you win. I didn't want it. Also, a t-shirt that says something on it. Let's see what it says. The Architect Seth Freakin' Rollins. Yeah, this is some wrestling shit right there. And then, this is neat. I got this with my lunch at room service today, and I don't eat mayonnaise. But isn't that an adorable little mayonnaise bottle? Yeah, those things are great. And speaking of adorable, a Christmassy pipe from Peacemaker. You could be standing in an alley smoking some crack. Officer comes up. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just having a peppermint stick. What are they called? Candy cane. Get it straight. I've only got 6 months to figure that out. So many of these Christmas things I'm giving out all summer long. And also in the prize bag tonight, everything brought by my three incredible guests. Please give a big warm San Diego welcome to Jacob Siroff, Andy Signor, and Graham Elwood.
Take control, San Diego.
You called me a bad guest, so I'm periscoping.
I did what?
You said we were bad guests, so I would annoy you in Periscope because I thought Doug would hate if I was periscoping.
Oh, so you're living up to the bad guest
I'm leaving.
Claim? How many people did you get?
Only 52. It's really depressing.
Yeah, I don't know about periscoping to 52 people.
I'm leaving.
But those people are very special.
They are.
Yeah, they will
Doug.
Try to murder you someday.
They will.
What are you doing over there, Graham?
Oh, I just took a selfie of the panel.
Selfie of the panel.
Panty
right.
Selfie. Selfie pan? Selfie
Okay. Let's meet you guys individually. Because I introduced you all at once. I feel like this is going to be a fierce panel tonight, competition-wise. So I'm very excited. But the person with the least experience in this show, let's say hi to him first. It's Andy Signor, everybody!
Hey! I make Honest Trailers. You might have heard of that.
Honest Trailers, Emmy nominated.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you run Screen Junkies with an Iron Man hand.
Infinity Gauntlet.
And yeah, and you are, what do you call your title over there at Screen Junkies?
I don't know. It's
right?
Complicated.
You're humble.
Creator.
You're very humble.
Supreme Chancellor.
Creator. Yeah. I love Doug. We've been working with Doug, and you're the best, Doug.
Thank you. He's the Supreme Chancellor of Screen Junkies. And you got Screen Junkies events going on here at Comic-Con. Tell these people
Yeah,
about
we're going to have you. We have Screen Junkies Central at House of Blues on Saturday, which you should all come. We have a party with Kevin Smith versus Elijah Wood. We've got movie games with Sam Levine and Doug Benson. We got Tim Miller watching our Honest Trailer with Deadpool, the director. And we got some secret guests from Spawn, the movie, coming to watch with Todd McFarlane. So much fun stuff. And we'll be streaming live at Screen Junkies News on YouTube, all of our Comic-Con coverage. I have more, but I'll spare you all. But yes,
you could do some more at the end. Do
yeah,
some
we're
more
here.
At
we're
the.
We're happy, and thank you for letting me promote and be here.
The part at the end where I say do your plugs, then do the other half.
10 minutes, yeah.
Do the other half of that. It was epic. And
I was on at midnight last night, and I think I canceled it.
I think you being on it brought the entire show down. They're like, Comedy Central went, who are these fucking people from our internet competition? Because it was all Screen Junkies folks, right?
We were on, and literally they announced the next day that it was getting canceled.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. Christmas.
But yeah, and they're going to keep doing new shows through August 4th, 600 episodes total. Good for them. Happy for everybody if that's what they want to do. If they're happy, I'm happy. And that seems to be what they're putting out in the press releases. Speaking of happy, I don't know which guests I could attribute that word to. So let's just say hello to Graham Elwood!
What's up? Hello.
Comedy Film Nerds is part of a thing tomorrow night as part of Comic-Con.
Yes, we are. Chris Mancini, my co-host, and I are on the Rick Myers Kung Fu Superhero Extravaganza. He's been doing this for 20 years. So it's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It's 3 hours. It's awesome. He shows... he gets like really obscure martial art films and shows clips of stuff that's going to be available, and it's super martial art nerdy. And he'll have fighters on there and fight choreographers and shit like that. It's fantastic. Last year it was he had James Liu, who did the fight choreography for Luke Cage, was on the panel. So it's really awesome. Check it out.
Have you watched Luke Cage?
I love it.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I hear it's really good.
Yeah, Iron Fist is a bag of dicks, but Luke Cage.
I thought it was slow.
What?
Iron Fist, Luke Cage got a little slow for me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Great cast, though.
All right.
Yeah.
We're just here to shit on Iron Fist. That's what we're trying to do right now. And everybody says it's terrible. I haven't seen it.
I tried. I really tried. I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And I was a couple episodes. And it's such a bummer.
Wait, back up. Tell me what happened again.
It was like...
I
got a David Soul haircut. And it was fucked up.
Doesn't he look like the dude from that 70s show?
Yeah.
Which dude? Or is
Danny Masterson?
Any one of them matter?
Danny Masterson. It's really annoying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's such a bummer because all the other Marvel shit on Netflix is so... I really like it.
But that still counts as TV, right?
Well, it's kind of cinematic, Doug, in the way they tell the story.
But they're not movies. It's a TV show.
It
so let's
TV.
Let's
I'm
stop
sorry.
Talking
I'm
about
sorry.
It. Doug My hates fault. TV. Doug loves movies. Just follow a simple premise.
God damn it.
Jacob Sieroff is here!
All right. San Diego.
The winner in Tempe against strong competition, a jackass and a musician. So I invited you back to here tonight, and you accepted.
I accepted. Now I'm playing against two fucking Batmans. It's been neglected to mention somehow that both the other contestants are wearing Batman shirts. I feel like the fucking Joker right now.
It's funny, too. It's almost like a Batman shirt wearing before and after because Andy's got just a T-shirt and... Grams is like he's about to be in a bicycle race.
Tour to Gotham.
Exactly.
It's the bike race Gotham deserves.
Bring your bikes out of the shadows. All right, so Jacob, you're feeling the heat this time. Feel like you've got strong competitors.
Strong competitors, but I'm happy about that. I don't want to be.
You're excited about.
Yeah, I like to play.
Being able to.
Want to beat the best, you know.
Yeah,
like Ali.
These two aren't gonna go. What was that movie where the guy? We had a lot of fun though. It was a great time, and have both of those gentlemen back someday. Well, let's find out about the prize bag. What do you got for it, Graham?
Doug, I have a couple of fun-filled items. First of all, I have a copy of Earbuds, the podcasting documentary that is available at comedyfilmnerds.com. Also, I have a couple of copies I'll sell after the show, and it's going wide. I can't really say the date yet, but in the fall, it's going to go wide on all
How
of the
How much does it cost to buy one after the show?
Oh, it's only $20. No tax, cash, credit, blood.
How long is the film?
It's about an hour and 40 minutes. You're
right.
In it?
Am I in it?
You are in it, Doug. You're fantastic.
I'm in it? Okay, so there you go, you guys.
That's all
20 bucks
know.
To take a look at this. You already paid once tonight for it, so think about your decisions. What else you got?
I also have some Seattle's best decaf in-room
Oh,
coffee.
That seems like a hotel room thing. I always like that. If you're not going to use it, why not give it away?
Yeah, why would I want to? And then
that reminds me. I'm just going to give all the shit in a hotel room that I'm not going to use that you can take and just give it out to the homeless.
Well, they're going to love alcohol-free makeup wipes.
Right? After a long day of being homeless?
Yeah. So that's I'm really taking care of the homeless problem.
Wow,
giving
way
them
to bring it, man.
Yeah. So that's my fun stuff.
All right. Good, great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to build up to the best stuff. Jacob?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of easy
only
to follow
one
that,
of the but... three of you has already been to Comic-Con.
Well, I got some not that bad stuff. Here's a T-shirt that I got here, like when the club first opened,
and this
it's an American comedy club.
Does it have an eagle on it? T-shirt. Oh, it does.
It's got the thing on it. If you like the logo,
Did you walk around in that, it's like saying I like comedy and I like America.
Yeah, right. So.
And I like what are those things called on called when they're ironed onto the shirt? Iron on.
Yeah, I think that works. And I got this pretty rad thing that I got when I was a guest on... I think we got this through you somehow. This fell into my lap. But it's a pretty cool PAX vaporizer. And it's nice. This is the fancy one. It's like it can do loose leaf or extract. I think this... I didn't look it up, but it retails somewhere between like $40 and $2,000, I'm pretty sure. So it's a good unused... I never use that. And I also, just in keeping with tradition, took a hotel thing. But I think it's kind of appropriate to the weekend or to the week. I took the sewing kit out of my hotel room. Because, you know, if you guys are wearing your nerdy cosplay shit and like...
You might have to make a last minute fix if your vagina is showing.
Bend over and it rips. I imagine a lot of you might have that problem. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, love it.
As a sewing kit. That's very thoughtful. This bag from San Francisco Sketch Fest 2017, which I participated in.
Okay, so now
you
got to
keep the bag.
A bag full of stuff and then another bag. Yeah. We'll see. Oh, no. Speaking of bags.
I got a real big bag.
Andy Signora's got one of these fucking bags they give out at Comic-Con. It's like gigantic and people wear it on the backs like they're going to climb Everest.
I'll be honest. I don't know what's in here, but it's all the stuff they give you at Comic-Con. Okay?
All of it's in there.
It's all in there.
But what's the best thing in there?
But that's not very nice. I got Doug a Yu-Gi-Oh hat. You should wear it for the show. Because that way you can be Yu-Gi-Oh during the show. Yeah, you have to tie it around the back. No, but then there is actually a real item. They didn't pay me to do this. I'm just Buddy's Loot Crate. And I was like, Loot Crate has really cool exclusives. What do you got? Can I give something to Doug Loves Movies? This is like one of 2,000 Rick and Morty gold exclusives.
Wow.
Like, super sold out, super hard to get. And I'm giving it to one of you guys.
Oh,
just shattered in a million pieces.
Oldest trick in the book. Throw it on the ground and break it. Wow, that thing is cool. I want it.
Yeah, Doug's trying to take it. Yeah. He told me, don't give it to them. I want it.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to it. Oh, it's got explicit content.
It's both fingers.
We shouldn't give this away. There's a lot of children here today.
My six-year-old loves that show.
I'm telling you, dude, everyone I meet or talk to or that exists loves Rick and Morty. People are super into it. I got to check it out. I really haven't. I haven't seen any Rick and Morty, but I'm excited that there's a thing out there that everybody loves so much. What if they change it to Pam and Mindy? Then would you guys all get mad? I'm just so weirded out about how mad people are about a female Doctor Who. And then people that take it another... Thanks. Then people... Some people take it another step and then criticize people that... they go, well, they're clearly making it a woman now to make a point that they... You know what I mean? Like, they're taking it like it's becoming a woman now just to piss off people that would be mad at a woman Doctor Who. And like, well, no better time for it then. Let's get it the fuck over with. Why was anybody still angry about a woman playing a part that a man might have also played?
I saw the new casting. I didn't even realize it was a woman because I don't see gender myself. I was just like,
saw a long-haired man or a thing?
It's Doctor Human.
You saw kind of a cute thing?
Dr.
She's
Human
an attractive
for me,
woman,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. It's a person, Doug.
Well, I take it all back.
Have you ever watched it?
I haven't seen any Doctor Who, and that's another thing somebody tweeted, I forget who, but it's funny that there's people out there that are mad that Doctor Who turned into a woman who don't even watch the show. It's like, well, shut the fuck up if you don't watch the show.
I got into arguments on Twitter, because I don't watch it either, because it's such a time suck to watch 50 years of a show.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's why I don't watch
it. I don't watch Game of Thrones because I'm seven seasons too late, but Doctor Who, I'm a lifetime too late. To jump into Doctor Who. Even though when I see like a clip thing or when I hear Chris Hardwick talking about it, it all sounds I have a very positive attitude about Doctor Who and think that it why wouldn't it have happened sooner if there's been 10 different doctors? Why hasn't it been a woman sooner? And why hasn't it been a dog yet? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, of course they're going to change it up, but like, change it up to a woman pretty fast. Like, why wait around this long? That's just, again, we're talking about a TV show.
They all agree with you.
No, they all, some of them don't care at all.
This is still a military town. I don't care if it's Comic-Con.
What? Really? Is this a military crowd?
Town.
Yeah, well, still, we're having a special meeting in a basement right now. This is, these are people that are not committing to anything. I saw on Vice News last night, like, there's places where they're, like, trying to get people to move there just by saying, only conservatives live here. It seems like the fucking weirdest thing. And there was a lady that was just like, we lived in California. Everywhere we turned, people were like, I like abortions. Like, they were just so terrified by liberal behavior in California.
I mean, they can be fun depending on the circumstances.
What, liberals in California? Sure they can. Listen, this guy Dane Poole put his sign in front of the clock, so I have no idea what time it is. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around. That's all the stuff that's going in the prize bag, but two quick questions before we get to the game portion of the show. Starting with Jacob, because this won't be a surprise to you because you've been on the last couple episodes. What was the last movie you saw?
Well, today I didn't get to watch a whole movie since I've been on the show,
I think I should rephrase the question in future episodes. What was the last movie you saw, and if it was truly the last movie you ever saw, could you die satisfied?
I don't think so, because I watched What's Eating Gilbert Grape in the hotel room today, and I don't think that would be... I mean, there's a lot to... I did see the scene where Mary Steenburgen gives him head while she makes him talk on the phone to her husband, and that if there's one scene to see, that's the scene, I guess.
Is that movie rated R?
I don't think so. It was like a PG-13 head. There was an apron.
I don't recall a lot of head going on in PG-13.
There was. Yeah, there was. She's always playing the hot older chick that hooks up with the young. She did that in Life as a House, too. Like, I don't know. Is resonating with anybody, or you guys just...
Nobody,
don't know who she
nobody's
is,
interested.
Nobody has a Ted Danson's wife fetish besides me. Okay.
You got to drag Ted Danson into it.
So, yeah, but there was also really, I forgot there was kind of a would be homoerotic scene when Leonardo DiCaprio gets out of the bath and he throws a bunch of towels on him and he's hugging him, and it's a little sexy, I guess.
It's sexy?
In a way.
He's playing like Johnny a mentally Depp. Handicapped boy.
It's still Johnny
Who
Depp.
Almost dies.
And
like
Leonardo
the kid
DiCaprio.
Freaks out and he's almost dies. And
yeah, he almost dies. Not like as
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, danger is sexy.
Yeah. Graham is the angriest mime masturbator.
Oh, get the fuck out of me, semen. God damn it.
What was the... that was the tagline for... I can't think of the fucking name of the movie. K-19, The Widowmaker. So...
No, that was the...
Okay, Hunt for Red October, would that have been better? Crimson Tide, get these semen out of me! Oh.
I think it was...
Das Boot?
U-571.
Yes, U-571. We have a winner. Points. R.I.P.
No more points.
What was the last movie you saw?
Me?
Whoever.
I'm not trying to brag.
Whoever feels like answering.
I can't say.
What? It's a secret?
I saw American Made, the new Tom Cruise, Ooh. Doug Liman movie.
Wait, and you just said it.
You
said you
can't
say.
I saw it, but I can't say anything about it. And then I was going to say, well, then I'll go back and I'll say The Hitman's Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson. I can't say that one either.
I don't care.
I was going to say The Kingsman.
I don't care. I don't care.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I will say I like them all.
Oh, okay. But I got to grill you.
I'm supposed to. Don't say it.
I'm going to grill you about this Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah. Later, after the show.
Tom Cruise and who?
It's Tom Cruise and I can't say his name, Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall.
Domhnall.
That guy's always great.
It's
and who directed it?
Doug Liman.
Doug Liman.
It's pronounced General Hutt.
Tomorrow and, reunion.
And you like Doug Liman movies?
I loved Edge of Tomorrow, didn't you?
Yes. I'd say Jumpers is maybe the only Doug Liman movie I'm not a fan of.
Jumper.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is amazing. Yeah, and Go is amazing. And he started all
Mr.
off
Mrs.
with
Smith.
Swingers. And Swingers, which in Swingers, here's a funny thing that I noticed. Spider-Man, Tom Holland in the new Spider-Man, leaves messages for Happy, played by Jon Favreau, that are as embarrassing and sad as the messages Jon Favreau leaves for his ex in Swingers. It's like a repeat of the same sequence of events, but anyway. I don't know, what were we talking about?
Graham's last movie he saw.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked
That's
it.
That's exactly the reaction the America seems to have to it. Like people are pretty into it, but also not into it. You know, like everyone who sees it, I think, is enriched by the experience, and everyone who doesn't is gonna be fine.
Can I say what I do like publicly?
I think it's a really well made movie. I just couldn't care about what was going on with these apes going, hey, these people, this Woody Harrelson, what's his problem? Like the apes should have just been like, smoke a joint, settle down. And Woody would have been like,
great,
what?
Though.
He's really good in it, but he's...
Andy Serkis
should get nominated. He should get nominated.
It's like amazing how real those apes have gotten.
I guess so.
The Big Sick, I was going to say.
Maybe that's not what I was looking for, was real apes.
Can everyone go see The Big Sick for
real? The Big Sick is great.
Fantastic.
I've heard horrible things about it.
Yeah, it's so awful. No,
nobody likes it. My whole Twitter feed is just clogged with people bashing that movie.
If I haven't said it on Doug Loves Movies, I've said it somewhere else. The Big Sick is a nearly, I take out nearly, it is a perfect romantic comedy.
Really,
it is
really
perfect.
Good.
It really just hits all the right notes and is fun for a girl and a boy. And
Romano was great.
Amazing actors. Ray Romano. He's great. Holly Hunter. That's not what she sounds like. She's great. It's great. I think the next episode of this show has an ad for Big Sick, and I'm gonna try to read it like I have no enthusiasm for it whatsoever, because that's what I like to do with the ads. This is a question I've been asking. Jacob gets to marinate on it all the time because he's heard it already, but Graham and Andy are new to this, so we'll make Jacob go first. What's the best movie that I've never seen?
Okay, well,
I'm looking for an experience like where I'm like, oh yeah, you're right, I've never seen that.
Okay, there's a movie,
and then I watch it and I go, that is great.
I think this is a great movie, and I'd be a little surprised if you'd seen it.
All right,
but I guess
you're already underselling it.
Okay, it's a movie it's gone by several titles. When I first saw it in the '90s, it was called Comet, Butterfly, and Sword. It's since been renamed either Butterfly and Sword or Butterfly Sword, and it's a Hong Kong kung fu movie with Michelle Yeoh and.
And listen to the crowd backing you up on.
Well, I don't. That's you said obscure. If I said,
well, I didn't ask for an obscure movie. I said was a great.
Well, for
movie
you have to go obscure.
That I've never seen.
Andy's seen the movie and has an opinion.
It doesn't have to be that obscure. I haven't seen. There's some shit I haven't seen that's supposedly great. I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
I would have said that. I love that movie.
Really?
That's a good movie. It's Gone with the Wind. You know, you could do worse.
Something great. Andy Signor, go.
Wait, have you seen the one I said?
What?
Have you seen,
really
you didn't
not.
Say if you had said it. The comments.
What are you saying?
Butterfly and Sword, you didn't tell me.
I haven't seen it, no, I don't,
oh, well, then,
I don't
yeah.
care to.
What?
You didn't.
I got that.
You
vibe.
Haven't sold me on it. It's like, sounds like it's a probably a good kung fu movie.
It's a really good one.
Have you seen it, Graham?
Nah.
Yeah, and he's into that shit.
Oh.
He's into that shit.
It's really good.
Have you seen Sing Street?
Yes.
All right.
I do agree with you, though.
Great.
If you really had me there, if I hadn't seen Sing Street,
if you haven't seen it,
then I would be like, yeah, you got me. I got to check it out. Here's my list right now, and you guys can back up or whatever. Green Street Hooligans. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I get mixed reactions to all these. I want a movie that I think is going to be great, and I'm not going to watch it until I find it. Predestination. Some people are super into it. Who's seen it and didn't like it? All right, so it's only people who have seen it like it. What? It's great. Equilibrium. See what I mean? None of these are unanimous, but maybe it's because they're so hidden. They're such hidden gems. So those are the three. What'd you yell out? What?
Gun kata?
Yeah, it's something they say in equilibrium? All right, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. But thank you. Thank you for your contribution. And all right, so did everybody say one? Graham, did you say one?
Charlie Varick.
You know what? I'm a huge Walter Matthau fan, and I've never really watched that one. So you might have done it. You might have cracked it. Yeah, take a victory lap and a bow. You deserve it.
Get on the bike.
What's that available on?
I don't know.
All right, so yeah, I'm not going to watch it. VHS. It's on VHS, this guy says. This Weisenheimer over
here. It's got to be online somewhere.
But boy, almost any, you know, like, let's do this. Let's have a round of what's a bad movie that has Walter Matthau in it?
Grumpier old men?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I like both the grumpies. I like grumpies and I like grumpies at sea. I like the one where they're out on a boat. Like
old at sea,
the two of them together just
old
being grumpy.
At sea, right?
Yeah, something like that. Out at sea.
He's in SOB. That's not a great movie.
He's not an SOB.
He's not an SOB.
No.
He's in some
place. And SOB is great in parts.
But isn't he? Oh no, You Ought to Be in Pictures is not a great movie.
Yeah, that's not. You're right. That's an one. But he's still, God damn it, Walter Matthau, so entertaining.
Is Jack Lemmon an SOB?
Huh?
Is
no,
Jack Lemmon?
Neither one of them. Richard Mulligan.
Dennis the Menace, good one.
Whoa, yeah. That's a little rough.
He's good, though.
He is, yeah. I mean, but he gets fucking... Like, watching poor old Walter Matthau get, like, the fucking shit that kid does to him. Because they treat him like a wet bandit from the Home Alone movies, and he's just the fucking Dennis the Menace next-door neighbor. He's not robbing anybody. And the kid's shooting Tabasco sauce in his eyeballs.
The kid's a huge asshole.
It's terrible. But that kid turned out to be great in Rushmore as the bully kid. You know, yeah, when he got older, the kid from Dennis the Menace was in Rushmore. All right, so listen, you guys. Thank you for joining us in the basement.
That's it, right? We're done?
Got to wrap this up. There's so much. The thing about Comic-Con is there's so much drinking and drugs to do. There's so much out there for us, you guys, and I'm going to have to cut the show short. No, yeah. Turn it off, Bert, because this is the part where I say, let the games begin. We got name tags. Lots of name tags. And don't forget that this Dane Pool one's in play as well. And yeah, go grab a name tag you want to play for. Give everybody a fair look. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you in part by Audible Channels. The cult classic TV comedy Dr. Katz, The Audio Files is back with the original cast now as a free premium podcast at audible.com/Dr. Katz. DRKATZ. Join 15 of comedy's biggest stars as they bare their souls on the couch with Hollywood's favorite shrink, Jonathan Katz, for 15 minutes. Eavesdrop on top names like Sarah Silverman, Ted Danson, Ray Romano, Weird Al Yankovic, Kristen Schaal, Maria Bamford, Paul F. Tompkins, some guy named John Hamm, and someone else named Moore. Comedians finally get the therapy they need, and you get free antidepressants in your ears. The new episode with Weird Al Yankovic is there now. Listen to Dr. Katz, The Audio Files, available exclusively now at audible.com/Dr. Katz. That's audible.com/DRKATZ. Dr. Katz, back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs.
a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Everybody, people in the front row are saying, holy shit. So I guess we should start with Grams. What is that?
It's they took the Murder on the Orient Express poster. They put lights around it and snow, and it's a murder on the her name. Well, it's Murder on the Corient Express, and I was like, your name's Corient? But no, our name's Corey. So this is what it's Murder on the Corient Express, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and it's the old one, not the new one with Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, it's the old school one. Robert Finney, Lauren Bacall, the whole gang.
Yeah. Kenneth Branagh in the new one has sports the world's craziest mustache, and then he solves the mystery. I assume he solves it. He's Hercule Poirot. But good job, Corey. You got Graham's attention somehow. I don't know what about that
shiny
appealed to him.
Shiny.
Yeah, shiny and puffy.
Lit up.
I can either, you know, have a seizure or fuck it.
What?
GrahamElwood.com.
That is a great go-to whenever a joke bombs. Just say your domain.
I'm going to start using it, but I'm going to also say GrahamElwood.com.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Thank you.
That's fun, you jerk. You're a jerk. What's your name tag?
There was someone in the front row with money, but last time I was on the show, I took one with money, and I feel like I didn't want to encourage that behavior going forward.
I did do it the first time.
He
did take
Although
the 20.
Although, for the record, I tipped a bartender with it later that night.
Yeah.
But, so I went with Star Wars Episode Jesse, Revenge of the Sith, because I had my last name on it, even though it's kind of a lazy sign. That was the first for me that I actually saw my last name on a sign. It worked into the title, so I appreciated that.
Yeah, it's made on a box of a panel of a box from Staples.
I did that. Yeah, I chose a little hastily, and I'm like, I could have done some Photoshop or something, but it's, again, I'm enough of a narcissist, my last name got me.
Well, speaking of bribery with booze and money and candy.
Candy, booze.
And Harry Potter jelly beans.
I got to pay for my cruise drinks back there, so I'm totally, I got a lot of things to do, so I'm doing it. And Birdie's beans. Can we eat them during the show?
Well, that's what I want to try one, because they're fucking stupid ass flavors.
You're going to have the vomit?
I'm just going to eat one without looking at the chart, what color it is.
To you?
No. And I'm just going to eat one, and I'm going to tell you what flavor I think it is. Muggle's butthole. Watch out, Hagrid's feet is in there.
What is that? Try that one.
No.
Try that one.
What is it? I don't mind it.
Ah, damn it.
Is it supposed to be bad?
It was almost barf.
Almost barf? Oh, yeah.
What's?
No. Oh, that was so worth it.
No, oh, no, almost barf.
It kind of tastes like a peep.
Want one, Jacob?
I'll take one. What is it?
All right.
You gonna put it in my mouth? Wow, that was
so. You
that
got
nice
some. So you got some vodka and some yes. some beans, and you're playing for
playing for Sue.
A Sue Hope. Yeah.
Kevin Smith's on there.
She's got Graham on there.
It looks like an ad for our show.
Jacob's up there.
There's Graham down here, too. Yeah. Graham's on it also.
She left Carrie Fisher alone.
Cardstock. That's hard to do, and it takes time.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, great job. Here's your beans back. Here's your fucking beans. Oh, is there almost urine in there? Because I wouldn't know the taste of that. I wouldn't know what halfway to urine tastes like, but partial barf, I know that one.
Halfway to urine's like squirting. I think that's halfway to urine.
GrahamElwood.com.
No, you could just DM me on that one, actually. You don't have to go to Graham's website. Just slide into those DMs.
All right, you guys. This is going to be some serious competition tonight. I'm very excited to start things off with four rounds to be exact, of Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Yeah.
It's very popular
here
in San Diego.
There's a similar amount of people who are excited about that as they are about the motion picture Equilibrium. Wait, what was the one? Charlie Varick. All right.
Charlie Varick.
I got to try to see Charlie Varick. I should be a Walter Matthau completist because
you're going to love it. It's 70s.
I've seen his
stuff.
Worst.
It's great.
Yeah, and he's amazing. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know the actor or actress whose IMDb top four I am listing.
Just say her name.
From IMDb.
Okay.
Yeah, you are Andy and IMDb. Bonus point potential if you buzz in before the fourth title, because you can name the number of remaining titles for 1 point each. You want to practice buzzing in?
Andy.
Yeah, very good.
GrahamElwood.com.
Do you want that to be your buzz in?
No, I'll go with mine.
Because it could be anything. It's just the first person.
Martha!
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so Andy's going to buzz in as Martha.
Martha.
What's yours, Graham?
Too soon, bro.
That'd be weird. It'd be weird if everyone buzzed in with the same name. Kind of defeats the idea.
You'll know it's me.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's going to be a palm strike, I think.
All right. Whose top four starts with the Hurt Locker?
Graham.
Oh, he's going for it.
Jeremy Renner.
That is correct.
I thought Anthony Mackie.
Lots of actors in that movie. Could have been somebody else.
Yeah.
But he nailed it. That's worth 1 point. Plus, you can name three more Jeremy Renner motion pictures for three more points.
The Town?
That's one.
The Avengers Civil War?
That's another one.
Captain America Civil
War.
It's
not the title.
All right, he got
Civil
it.
War,
he got
the
it.
Guys
close
that have that Civil War problem, that one. Could have been Hotel Rwanda. An actual one.
Gone with the Wind, it was called. Actually.
And let's go with whatever the fucking Bourne Diplomacy one. He was just in Bourne Contingency.
Pick some words. Choose your words. The Bourne Contingency, that's what you want to go with?
Bourne Supremacy.
Okay, all right.
Fuck off. That's in development.
All right, well, you got that 1 point for Hurt Locker, so that's not so bad.
Because the remaining films they listed were Arrival. Pretty critically heralded and Best Picture nominee. The Avengers, the first one. And The Bourne
Legacy.
Let me say it. You don't get to say it. I was giving a little dramatic pause in there.
Sorry.
Fucking Signor jumps in.
Had to impress them.
Graham's in the lead with 1 point, playing three rounds plus a tiebreaker if necessary. Whose top four starts with A Beautiful Mind?
Jacob. Jennifer Connelly.
Interesting guess. By an interesting guesser. Incorrect.
Martha!
Oh, shit. Here comes Martha. What do you got, Martha?
Russell Crowe?
No, Martha. No, Martha. Looks like Graham gets to hear this next one. Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. Oh. He gets to hear another one. It's all Graham. The Avengers.
Who the fuck?
All right, for 1 point, if you guess it on this fourth name, Iron Man. Quite a puzzler, isn't it? Interesting set of credits. A Beautiful Mind, Master and Commander, The Avengers, and Iron Man are his or her top four. Anything?
I don't want to risk losing a point, so I don't know what I'm not going to say shit.
Okay, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think you'd lose a point.
Oh, really? I thought you lost one if you buzzed in with the wrong one.
You could take a swing at it.
Oh.
I'm all right with it.
Oh, I do know. Yeah, it is. Okay.
Not, you know, this is the bonus. In the initial one, if you get it wrong, then it's negative point.
Okay, bonus.
Yeah, I mean, you've already gotten two wrong, and I didn't give you two negative points.
Steal? Robert Downey Jr.
Can we steal?
Huh? No. But if you're going to talk about that kind of stuff, I'd appreciate it if you use your microphone voice so the listeners know what a cheater you are. No, you can't steal.
I said Robert Downey Jr.
So. Oh, okay. Paul Bettany.
What the fuck?
Jesus. Paul Bettany.
Wow.
Yes.
Jarvis.
Yes.
God.
All right. Graham is still in the lead with 1 point. Whose top four begins with The Hurt Locker?
Martha.
What do you got, Martha?
Anthony Mackie.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
So I got
three
need more?
Some more Mackies.
8 Mile.
Give me three Mackies.
8 Mile, Winter, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Captain America, Civil War.
They went with Captain America Civil War, Captain America the Winter Soldier, and Million Dollar Baby.
8 Mile was a good guess, though, right?
Yeah. So that brings Andy to 3 points, and he wins the game.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That means you get to go first in our next game, and then you will be followed by Graham and then Jacob. And each round, we change who goes first, so everybody gets a chance to go first once, but you get to go first this first time, Andy.
Okay.
In Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Yeah. People go nuts for it. I'm going to name an actor or actress, but that's what you call them when you're talking about both. They're all actors. You tell me what you think might be in their top three. You want to get number one because that's worth 3 points. Number two is worth 2 points. Number three is worth 1 point. Anything else? No points. And this has been
a box office
domestic adjusted for inflation according to boxofficemojo.com. Yeah, you got to bring in that inflation factor. But you get to guess individually, one at a time, and you each get to pick a movie you can't repeat. Starting with you, Andy, what do you think is in Sarah Pauly's top three? Actress.
Ooh, yeah.
Slash director. But this is just the acting work of Sarah Pauly.
Oh, shit.
Right?
All the ones I'm thinking of would not be at box office.
Really?
I can't. I'm trying to think of.
Well, just name a movie she's in. At least you'd be in the hunt.
The Sweet Hereafter.
Whoa. Children in a bus crashing into the water.
Ian Holm, you know, that big box office winner?
Yeah. Super fun movie.
It's a good movie.
Oh, it's really good. Graham? Jacob?
I'm going to admit what Graham won't. I don't know who Sarah Pauly is. Graham's sitting over there front like he knows, but he can't think of one.
I win?
When
just
it's clear neither of us know who she is. I mean, The Sweet Hereafter 2.
I'm gonna go with Divergent.
Full title.
Sweet Hereafter 2, The Sweeter Hereafter.
Do you have one, Graham?
Divergent.
Oh, that's always a good guess.
He fucking knew who she was.
They got some ladies in that movie.
Was that? That's just.
What? She directed Take This Waltz and that movie with. Now I can't. Something About Her Away. Away from Her. Anyway. But she was also an actress in some movies I've enjoyed. Coming in at number three, Splice. That crazy ass movie with Adrian Brody. Number two. This is one of my all-time unheralded favorites. Go. She was
the
girl selling drugs in Go.
Doug Liman. Director.
Yeah, Doug Liman again. And yeah, oh, the big one. Number one, Dawn of the Dead. Yeah. Dawn of the Dead, co-written by our friend and directed by that other guy. All right. Yeah, no, she's a tough one, and I thought you guys were good at this. Here we go.
Comic-Con week.
We did better than Steve-O would
have. We're going crazy. Well, I don't know. Steve-O, he might have pulled out Dawn of the Dead for her. I don't know. But let's try this next one, and we rotate over. Graham gets to go first, followed by Jacob, then Andy. You had a great opportunity there, Andy, when you got to go
you
first.
Gave me the hardest fucking one, Doug.
Dawn of the Dead, man. Should be the only movie you think of when you think of her. Graham? Mila Jovovich.
That's fair.
Oh yeah, you know tons of movies that she's in, apparently.
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna say Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. These are tough. You gotta get that exact title.
The first one.
That'd be so fun. Why haven't they done that yet? Named a movie the first one after a colon. That'd be fun. All right.
Resident Evil. Well.
Right? There's been about like, eight of them.
I know. I can't.
And they all have stupid subtitles.
Resident Evil.
Just say something that seems like it would be a Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Apocalypse.
That seems right. That seems legit. All right, Jacob.
Can I pick another one?
Yeah. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go Fifth Element.
What the fuck kind of game are you running here? Right. Is this allowed to keep listing movies until he likes one?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but...
The fuck?
I thought you meant like another Resident Evil title when you said, can I pick another one?
I'm not going to go with one that... I don't even know the full title. I know the Fifth Element is a real full title.
Yeah, but you gave an. I think we should go with your first answer,
which was Resident Evil.
No,
yeah,
it was Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
which might be a title. So
Resident Evil
let's go
is
with
a,
that.
Is a general term.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of a Resident Evil environment.
Let's go to Jacob.
So what is his pick?
His pick is Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Okay, I'm going to go with plain old Resident Evil.
Okay. Yeah. There was no other fanciness on the first title?
I think the first one was just called Resident Evil. Okay. I'm going to go with that.
What do you got there, Andy?
I mean, there's Extinction. There's Blood Rain. There's Ultraviolet was her. Fifth Element is a tough...
Ultraviolet made like $3.
Yeah. This inflation is screwed. Because all those Resident Evils didn't work. You picked Resident Evil 1. You picked Apocalypse. I guess I'll go Fifth Element and see if inflation helps it.
Is Apocalypse? I'm curious to know if that's...
It is a real one.
That is a real
There's
one.
There's Extinction, too, right?
Oh, I didn't. I thought you were all just right. Riffing.
Coming in at number 3, Zoolander.
Apocalypse.
What the fuck? Resident Evil Zoolander? That's not a real title.
Coming in at number 2, Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Fucking yeah, bitches! Hashtag the Fifth Element.
Yeah, because number 1 is, of course, the Fifth Element.
I wasn't sure, though. I'm glad it was.
No, I know. I thought there was a chance that you three were going to just completely blow off Fifth Element.
I had the chance. I was surprised.
But I couldn't let Graham upgrade from a correct answer to a corrector answer.
I'm surprised, though, financially, that it did better.
All right, so good job. Andy, this one's on you. And yeah, we'll see how this goes. Imogen Poots.
Fuck you.
Wait, wasn't it on me this time?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think Andy went first.
I did go first. I lost count.
Wait, he went first the first round. Yeah, you're right. It is on you, Jacob.
Yeah.
And then Andy, and then Graham.
I have a hard time with her, so I don't know why I was so eager to put it on myself, but it's in the spirit of sticking to the rules. I'm going to go with The Green Room.
Okay.
It's the only one I can think of.
Right, but at least you thought of one that she's in. She's not an easy one, for sure. I mean, Poots is a very memorable last name. But you got anything, Graham? You got any poots?
Fuck. It's all like fucking weirdo indie film shit. It's not gonna be.
Yeah. I tried to make a theme emerge. If that helps you at all. Probably not. But the staff here is putting things away like we don't have a lot of time.
I think I know the theme.
They're just...
Just hear the sound of glasses being put away.
It's like, and that's about it, folks. thanks for coming out.
Even the Eagles looking around like, what's happening? I got to get out of here. So much Comic-Con pussy. Can you imagine if there's just a bald eagle flying around?
Getting Comic-Con pussy?
At Comic-Con. Yeah, just getting all the pussy. Like, there'd be none for the rest of us. Because all the bald eagles would get it. Who wouldn't fuck a bald eagle? Got any poots?
Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't got a poots?
Mummy?
The Mummy?
I don't know fuck what Imogen Poots is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might after I tell you these three of her top four. She was one of the stars in the theme of this game, which is everybody's been in a zombie movie. She was in 28 Weeks Later, and she was also in Need for Speed.
With the list? Is this the order?
Number 2, yeah. And then number 1,
I didn't know she was in this. V for Vendetta.
Well, who would she have been in that?
Yeah, she's had a really sneaky career, but whenever I...
What?
Whenever I notice her in anything, I always like her a lot. I always think she's really good. So Need for Speed was Aaron Paul, fast car driving movie. I didn't mind that movie. Do you guys mind that movie? Michael Keaton? He was like, I'm the vulture.
This guy shrugged. was the visualization of that whole round.
Yeah. No, I think the studio behind it thought that movie was just going to be the shit, and then it didn't really pan out. But all right, let's do one more just for fun, because now you guys are locked in on the theme, and Andy's the winner of that game officially. But we'll start. You got to go first last time, Andy, so it's back to you again. The films of Mr. Brad Pitt.
I'm first?
Mm-hmm.
World War Z.
All right.
I think that was the size.
Graham? There's so much more talking in the crowd when it's for fun. Like, even if he hears us, it's just for fun.
Ocean's 11.
Okay. Jacob?
Interview with the Vampire.
All right.
Inflation helps that one.
Yeah. Coming in at number two. Yeah, I'm switching the order around. Just because it's fun. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Sucker. Yeah. Not making the top three at number four. World War Z, you fell for it. Number three, Interview with a Vampire. And the number one on Brad Pitt's top movies adjusted for inflation, Ocean's 11.
Oh!
Graham wins nothing.
What?
Yep. Just bragging rights.
Yay.
Good luck with that. You're on the corner tomorrow.
That'll get you a lot of Comic-Con pussy with bragging rights, I've heard.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Me and that eagle are going to fucking plow something through some CC Poon tonight.
Some Imogen Poots.
Hashtag CC Poon. Let's get it going.
The eagle has landed.
There's not enough sexual antics at Comic-Con, in my opinion. There's not enough drugs and there's not enough sex. Other than that, I love Comic-Con, but more drugs and more sex would be great.
I think it's like a nerd swingers convention is what it is.
I don't know how much swinging they're doing.
Nerdy gras.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay. Too much thought put into that.
But yeah, like I said, Andy was the official winner of that, so that means he gets to go first in our final event this evening, and it's called Last Mash Stanton.
I like a mash.
How does this one go again?
I'm going to name two names that I've cleverly smushed together into one name, like Brangelina, but with their first and last names. And then
two different people?
Yeah, two individuals. And then you guys are going to take turns naming movies that either one or the other was in. Okay. Till you can't
Makes
do it anymore.
Broader, yeah.
Makes it a little broader, maybe. Also helps me to bring in more obscure actors. People are tired of, like, when somebody in the audience suggests Tilda Swinton, I'm like, fuck that. Well, what if we could work Tilda Swinton in with another name, you know? Like if I did Tilda Swintony Danza. I'm not doing that now. It's just an example.
I was gonna say Tilda Swift.
No,
like Taylor Swift, because she was in the movie.
Right, but what you just did is not how this works at all.
Well, I was showing a bad example.
I'm telling you, that's the worst example. But I appreciate it, because that will help some people. Probably not. All right. I'm going to tell you what it is. Andy gets to go first. Then Jacob. Stop petting the fucking name tag, Graham. He's fondling the cloudy goodness. What is that? What is that made out of? Is it just like cotton?
Yeah.
Asbestos?
Yeah, so if the flashing lights catch on fire, it won't do anything.
Oh, my God. We're in a basement. Put that thing out. Turn it off. Also, whoever's the professional photographer for this show, we've just been fucking sitting here for 90 minutes. You've taken enough pictures. It looked the same for the entire show. Oh, now he's got a pen in his hand. What a unique... All right, so...
I'd like to see the whole
start
album.
Start with you. I said the order right. Andy, yes, Jacob, Graham.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is going to be an interesting one, I hope. And I don't play along this time because I already know a lot of the titles because I know the...
Because you made it.
I made it. And you each have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose once.
Are you good?
She's good. She has no idea what's about to happen, but she says she's good.
Corient, you ready to roll? Oh, fuck. This is fucking, she's like, I'm on it.
Pierce Brosnancy Allen.
What?
Pierce Brosnancy Allen. Pierce Brosnan, C. Allen.
God, that's
so it's the
weird.
Films of Nancy Allen or Pierce Brosnan.
Ready?
Starting with Andy.
Goldeneye.
That is correct. Nancy Allen was one of the best of the James Bonds.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies, says Jacob. All right. Graham.
The Terminator. Wait.
Wait.
No.
He's out, right?
Who are we thinking about?
Linda Hamilton, maybe.
It's Nancy Allen.
Oh, fuck.
Or Pierce.
Okay,
Andy, let's do this. Let's do this, Andy.
I've had the worst week of sleep.
Brosnan.
The sleep.
That sounds like you're pulling a Levine on us.
I usually know so many Imogen Poots movies.
Sam Levine's
just
like
sleepy.
Sam Levine's always like, I had a beer.
He weighs 48 pounds. I mean, that's a legitimate thing.
It is a problem.
Don't weight shame him.
All right, but you know Pierce Brosnan from GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, and Nancy Allen from what? It's still Graham.
What?
What do you mean? Well, I'm still giving him a chance. He didn't commit that hard to it.
He hasn't done enough silence in the show yet.
He committed pretty hard.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Batman fight.
Oh, shit.
Batman
Screen
fight.
Junkies versus comedy film nerds.
It's on. You under. I gotta win this.
That's some fucking Dark Knight on Dark Knight crime right there, brother.
Remember when I made that joke, but I said Batman fight like 10 seconds ago?
I'm fucking tired.
I love you, Graham. I love you, Graham.
I'm tired and I had Sam Levine's beer. How about...
Do it!
I don't...
You kind of... You weren't crazy off with the Terminator, but...
Kind of.
How about the one...
Is there a time limit?
Yeah. He reached it. We are at it.
Is there a wrong answer limit?
Yeah, he did give a wrong answer, too.
The Thomas Crown Affair.
All right, you're out. Do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, Corey.
Okay.
Well, he's in the Thomas.
Wait,
he's in the Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh yeah, you're right. I was thinking of Nancy Allen.
Saving that one.
She's definitely not in that.
But neither
that.
Of them
she's
are.
She's not in the Pierce Brosnan movie. Okay.
All right.
Neither of them are in the Terminator.
TC Affair. All right. Who's up next?
Me.
We went through three of you. Yes.
Die Another Day.
Yes, Die Another Day.
No one should ever cheer that hard for Die Another Day.
Jacob.
Playing under protest if Graham wins. The world is not enough.
The world is not enough. Very good. Now, Graham, I'm assuming you want to go right to your lifeline. Save us a lot of trouble. Unless you are sitting there thinking, oh, maybe he was in a fourth James Bond movie.
Well, that what we did for, he wasn't for.
That's the joke I was making ten seconds ago.
Sorry.
Thank you, fucking joke police. All right, Corient.
The joke police, they're coming to your head.
All right,
what do you got, Corient?
Corey, what do you got?
Mamma Mia. What do you say, Graham? You want to go with that?
Yeah, I'd never see that movie in a million years.
Pierce Brosnan is in Mamma Mia.
Nice work.
No word on whether or not he's signed up for the sequel, Papa Pia. Hi, I'm an adult. I make adult comedy.
You ready for me?
Yeah.
Let's throw Karen Allen a bone. Indiana Jones, let's go with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
What?
Wait. Oh, fuck.
Nancy Allen.
Well, then I get to go again if he fucked up.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Fuck up.
Everybody gets endless do-overs.
That's ridiculous.
I was just
I've already won the game.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, if you don't win, Jesse.
Endless do-overs.
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Graham and I lost.
It's Comic-Con, so let's just keep going.
I want to keep going anyway.
Okay.
I want to do this.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, how about a movie Nancy Allen was actually in? Fucking RoboCop.
Yay!
Well, I realized it after I said it.
All right, Graham, is it over?
RoboCop 2.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah? For bonus points. For bonus points, who directed it? I can't get bonus points.
Nancy Allen, fuck.
Oh my God.
So many Karen Allen movies in my head. I'm so tired.
Oh, shit. That was
they're both
good.
So sleepy. A couple
the
of sleepy
Batman. You were so fast to want Graham out for the wrong title, and then you said a wrong title, and then it's a whole new ballgame.
I think he won. Jacob clearly won the game.
Oh, Jacob's the best.
What the fuck?
At Comic-Con, pussy.
GrahamElwood.com.
All right, let's go to my lifeline.
/#, yeah. CC pussy.
Give me a good hard one.
Go. He's going to his lifeline. Yes. She says Nomads.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nomads. Pierce Brosnan is in a thing called Nomads?
Yeah, directed by John McTiernan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, people are into it. People are screaming Nomads.
Wait, who's
maybe they just want ads that have gnomes in them. They miss those Travelocity ads. Nomads!
Pierce Brosnan was in Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks, very good. That was about when Veronica Mars got really mad at somebody. She attacked them with a Mars bar. So, Mars Attacks unfortunately did not have a sequel.
It's Graham's turn, right?
That's what I mean. I'm saying you're kind of in a hole here.
We all know the Mars Attacks prequel, though, folks. What the fuck was that movie? Greg Kinnear plays a hitman.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
That is not what it's called. That is not the title they went with.
That's like the bullfighter, the matador, some shit. God damn it. It's called The Matador.
I don't know how the fuck you did that, but that is correct.
I remember the movie. I remember him going, yeah, Danny with a big bow.
It was an oddly named movie. And but yeah,
they go to a bullfight in Mexico.
Yeah.
He said, "This Catholic countries, they're all blessy, but no fucky sucky." I know lines from the movie.
Yeah, I hope that's a line from the movie. I hope we weren't riffing that.
It's a line from the movie. Fucking look it up.
Who's next, Jacob?
Am I?
I don't know.
No, I okay, unless I
Andy.
Lost.
No. Wait, did you lose?
No. Okay. You accepted my bad answer.
Oh, okay, Andy's out. Jacob? No, Andy, go ahead.
I think...
Go ahead. Are you out, Andy?
No, I mean, I'll throw... Pierce Brosnan. Why am I not thinking of more Pierce Brosnan movies? Let's try...
Also, when you were choosing between Karen Allen and Indiana Jones movies, you only had two to choose from, right?
Well, I went Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah. It was still interesting the way you're like, oh, which way am I going to go with that?
I thought he maybe would remember what the earlier one was.
Oh,
I
what?
Was doing that. Yeah, it's more recent.
Okay.
Was he in Mordecai?
Who?
Pierce Brosnan?
Maybe, but I don't know. Who the fuck sat through Mordecai?
No. Like I remember with a mustache or something.
We were playing Johnny Depp the other night with Last Man Standing, and I couldn't fucking remember Mordecai. I remembered it was began with letter M, and it sucked. But that's all I could come up with. And that's not enough in this game, Andy. So I have to say, you're out.
It's so fun.
Yeah, you did great, though. Yeah.
I think Pierce Brosnan was in a movie called The January Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he fucked up too.
No? What do you mean,
though? That's a hard one.
That's right. What wrong month.
The February Man.
No. Shush. We're still playing a game up here.
Is Graham really going to win this?
No.
Fuck that.
He did Terminator. Graham's been out.
Jacob still gets a do-over. You want to switch it to a different title?
Yeah,
do you want to go to your lifeline? Do you want to?
I don't like the system, but
pick another
it,
month.
I'll go to my lifeline. Jesse, what do you got?
Carrie.
Okay, Carrie.
Yeah, Nancy Allen's in Carrie. That's right. She and John Travolta are the what? Die in the car at the end. Spoiler. Graham, it's been great having you. Comedy Film Nerds is the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. Yeah.
Captures the gritty world of podcasting. All the violence, all the sexual tension.
The seedy underbelly of LA Podfest.
Yeah. It's the total underbelly express. Do you have a Nancy Allen or Pierce Brosnan movie that
yes,
you could say out loud right now?
Yes, I do.
It's going to be very exciting if you do it.
It is called.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
RamElwood.com.
Yeah, they meet at that web server. It was fucking amazing. Nancy Allen is in Porky's.
That was a good try.
Yep. With Leif Garrett. And
Leif Garrett isn't in Porky's. She isn't in Porky's. Kim Cattrall is in Porky's from Sex and the City.
Right, but there's that scene where she calls her one friend and she has like a teeny part and it's like a young Nancy Allen and everyone's Jeannie, get out of here. And then the guy ties off his dick and they have a blow job or whatever.
That's not her.
Yep, that was the one. All
that's
right.
Not her.
Graham Elwood's still in play.
Jacob, do you have another one to rub it in with?
I feel like she came, Peter Weller did not. I feel like Nancy Allen came back for RoboCop 3.
Was she?
Maybe, yeah. That might be a possibility.
I feel like she had a not.
Yeah, we got a person over here clapping wildly.
Yeah, was she for sure?
So that verifies it.
You don't know?
That's how we do this on this show, Andy. I know at Screen Junkies you have somebody standing by with a laptop. On this show, it's just based on my whims. And it feels like she'd be in 3. Feels like what the fuck she got better to do. But you guys completely missed her amazing Brian De Palma oeuvre with Dress to Kill and Blowout.
Right. I know she was married to him, but
yeah,
I couldn't think
of
which
both
one she
of those.
Was in.
You missed, she was in the classic comedy 1941. And with Pierce Brosnan, you didn't mention one of my favorite Brosnan movies, Dante's Peak.
Oh, fuck.
Linda Hamilton. Linda Hamilton.
That's right.
Yeah.
All the good ones get skipped over all the time, but let's call it. Jacob Siroff is our winner.
So you just got to win the last game is all that really matters.
The last game is, yeah. Well, you were on at midnight last night and discovered that last joke is all that really matters.
Right.
Well, you got to beat one person to get to the final two, but then once you're there, that last joke is all that matters. And
plus, I was totally hustling you guys anyway.
Yeah, no, you were good.
Yeah. No, and and it's November, man.
Okay.
Is that the correct? Yeah. All right. What other Nancy Ellen, Pierce Brosnans did we miss?
Other Pierce Brosnans.
No escape.
Taylor of Panama.
Lawnmower Man.
Oh, shit. Fucking World's End, Pierce Brosnan. That's a good pull. What?
He said Lawnmower Man. He said Lawnmower Man.
Oh. Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief. Yeah.
Who was in that? Pierce Brosnan? Oh, that's just depressing.
That just sounds like a real bummer.
Poor Pierce Brosnan.
He's in that new one with Jackie Chan that looks kind of good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's an action movie with Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
And they are doing a sequel to Mamma Mia, and he will be back singing horribly. And I love that dude. He's great. Jacob, congratulations. Who? Where's your person you're playing
for?
It's
Jesse. Where are you at? Oh, cool.
Where are you at? Come get your prizes, dude.
Jesse!
Wait, no wonder he was saying she was in RoboCop 3.
That was the other guy. It was his friend.
He's your man. Okay, we verified it? Okay, good. Here's your prizes, dude. Does he want this thing, too? Do you want this thing?
I'll sign the DVD if you come. Just come back there. I'll sign it.
Oh, I'll sign it for you. What? Oh, yeah, and there's all this bag, too. Yeah, could you? Thank you. Great job.
You go,
look at all that stuff.
Nice job.
The Revenge of the Siroff.
I feel bad. She bribed me. Can I invite her to my party on Saturday? Yeah. Yes.
Okay, sure.
How's that for a deal? All
right.
I should have won.
Yeah.
You guys can come to Screen Junkie Central, House of Blues, Saturday.
Saturday, Screen Junkie Central.
Boom. I should have had that. I'm too tired.
Well, do you want to give her the $20 back?
Well, I was going to do that too, but.
That's very nice of you. Wait. Settle down. I got to get her shithead off the back. Will it pull off? Oh, all right.
Do we have to give her the vodka back, though?
Do you want the vodka?
Yeah, I'll take that.
There you go. Hey, fight.
All right.
Can't believe the $20 is still on the table.
This is cute, Doug. It's Absolute Citron, but she wrote Tito's on it for you.
Oh. Very nice. All right, so there's your name tag back. Don't pull it away yet, because I got to remember your shithead at the end. Graham, we're going to pass yours down.
Yes, sir.
And tell us your plugs, sir. Promote yourself.
Yeah, Earbuds, a podcasting documentary, is available at comedyfilmers.com as a download and a DVD. It'll be going wide in the fall. And then, of course, my new YouTube show, The Political Vigilante. YouTube.com. Everything's at GrahamElwood.com. Go there. Remember?
Jacob Siroff, what are you doing tomorrow? Can you come back as the winner and try to maintain your crown?
Well, since my only plug was GrahamElwood.com, that works out really well for me. So let's let's do that, and I'll be back tomorrow. And that's my plug also.
Right on.
Fucking not a lot of love for the champ, guys, really?
All right. Hey, you've won fair and square. Bravo, sir.
All right.
There's a champ here?
No, I mean, I don't know. It just, technically, Jesse, but I mean, you know, I just thank you to the Batmans for playing. And it means more when you beat good people.
Where's Rachel?
That was an exciting one. You're right.
Where's the trigger? So that's what that feels like.
That was my favorite, when somebody finally disappeared on him. He really had it turned on him. But he's alone by himself, speaking to himself, but just to be safe, uses the Batman voice.
I'm alone talking to myself. Hello.
Have you seen Dunkirk yet?
No. Is he in it?
I know, but
is Batman in it?
A lot of my critic friends don't like it, and all the Nolan boys are like, "Who dare you? Nolan is perfect."
Who doesn't like it? Who would you say doesn't like it?
The Nolan boys.
Critics.
I think
like all the Nolan fanboys won't let people say.
But
that
critics are saying they don't like it.
No,
it's like 98%.
It's apparently beautiful. I haven't seen it. It's apparently beautiful, but like emotionally, the characters are just all. There's no character.
Oh.
It's just a technical.
You mean it's like a Christopher Nolan
movie?
Exactly.
There's no emotion in any of the characters. And so anyone who's criticizing people who haven't seen the film. Has anyone seen it yet? Previews? They've been previewing a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Curious. Well, Dunkirk, check it out if you like fun.
That's my player.
It's killing it, but it's like super.
Valerian is really cool looking.
Valerian, yeah.
See that on IMAX.
Oh, you mean the Sixth Element?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's cool.
I thought
that too, but it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, all right. Well, Fifth Element was fun. I'm down for all of it. Summer. Yay, Comic-Con. Yeah, we didn't come here to trash that kind of movie. We came here to celebrate it and to use the Deadpool sign to cover up that weird clock. Can you be here tomorrow night, Deadpool? Do that again? I'll get a different one. Don't worry about it. Oh, no. One more time for all of my guests, Graham Elwood.
Thank you.
Jacob Siroff. Andy Signor.
Doug Benson.
That's me.
CCP.
Go get some Comic-Con poon.
Yeah, don't forget for this episode, hashtag it CC poon. And as always, wait, Andy's got to take care of this first. Trying to wrap up a show here. He's whipping out his phone. Are you like, Andy, are you like looking for three ways? Is that what you're excited about? Excited about these two? Here you go. Come to my party, you guys. Both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. He's going to make you drink some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he's at the party.
Yeah.
It's a lovely couple.
No, that's cool. It's all good.
They're into it, she says. They're ready to have the Thomas Crown affair with Andy.
So you gave them your phone and said, type in your info?
But giving me their names. I'm going to put them on the list.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Doug's going to be there, too.
It's a great system. Yeah, I'll be at the party. There's going to be a lot of weed there.
You everywhere you go, there's a lot of weed.
All right. Then I guess I'm not going to the party. I could just go wherever I go. There's your phone back. Can I wrap up my show now?
Yes.
Because look at that clock. It says I've got 1 minute and 30 seconds.
That's a tight. You did it really well.
Yeah, but that clock's not. I don't think that's right. Oh, they fixed it so that it's right.
Was I supposed to leave?
It's totally right now. No. Well, yeah. No. You don't have to go. Every guest does whatever they want. As you can see, Jacob likes to stay.
Well, we've had discussions about what the protocol
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's like you can't. They either leave or they stay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm staying now.
I'm just using this. I'm excited about that there's still 1 minute left to go. So I'm just using
the
time.
No, they can't see that when they listen.
No, but they can hear the fact that I'm talking longer while they're sitting there thinking, I wish this would go longer. Even if it was just for 46 more seconds. I want it in my life. As always, stepping in water while wearing socks is a shithead. And At Midnight Ending is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in